If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christ. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. E-listening on Wednesday, we have an appointment with Destiny.
Greetings in the divine love of the Supreme Lord. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command. Cosmic Pep Talks for Closet Christs. This evening, our seminar topic is the incredible power of blessing to alter destiny. So, if you're ready to alter your destiny and discover the power that you have in blessing, let's get started. Take a deep breath and call yourself forward in your divine life stream. That divine self that is forever one with God, absolutely perfect and pure. And I'd like you to wrap your arms around yourself. Just go ahead and give yourself a big hug. And tell yourself, I love you. I bless you. I unconditionally accept you. And why don't you try starting your day like that and see if it doesn't make a big difference in how you feel. How often do we give ourselves a hug and express our love and our appreciation for ourselves? So it's said that when you start acting like your life is a blessing, you'll start feeling like it's a blessing. And I'd like to read you a quote from Mahatma Gandhi. Your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. Your values become your destiny. And that's by Mahatma Gandhi. And this one from Nikola Tesla. If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. We've been talking about that a lot, haven't we? So let me ask you, what are you going through right now? What is an area of difficulty that's challenging you right now? Is it having to do with your health, your finances, your job or career, perhaps a relationship, or maybe you're seeking a significant other? Maybe you've just lost everything. Right now, it's a time when probably California will go down in history as 2017 being the most devastating fires. We had them up north, and now we're having them in Southern California. And so we're holding a great loving and a great blessing and a great holding up the light for everyone that's going through these devastating fires right now. And those who've lost homes and everything. So right now, let's send a blessing to every single person that's suffering through these fires, that's lost their homes, their cars, everything they own, that are evacuated, may not even know if they have a home to return to. And we just ask all of the blessings that could possibly be showered upon these people and those who are fighting the fires. And so we speak tonight with a heart of great, great, great loving for all of us, for all of humanity, for everyone who has suffered so dreadfully in 2017, here in the United States, but in other places in the world as well. So maybe you've just lost everything in a fire or flood or tornado or hurricane or earthquake, or maybe it's none of the above. Perhaps it's a psychological crisis that's challenging you. Or perhaps it's spiritual. Maybe you feel empty, confused, or stuck. It's very rare to find anyone that is not facing some area of challenge in their life. So what can we do to shift gears, to increase our energy, to raise our vibration, to be able to live in a higher state of consciousness? What could we do right now that could produce an effect that would even alter the outcome in a positive way? Well, probably if you're like most of us, you've tried some things already. Maybe some of these conventional offers that your logical-minded friends have suggested, for example, like go see or try this or that doctor, this or that specialist. Try this dietary regimen. Try this health cure. But maybe you've done all of that and you're still sick and in pain. Or you've tried debt consolidation, or financial counseling, or maybe even considered or underwent bankruptcy, but you're still undergoing great duress regarding your financial situation. In other words, maybe you've looked into the various resources that are available out there in the world, and yet find yourself in the same situation with little, if any, change. Is that you? Well, if so, it may mean that it's time to access your inner resources. You see, at a certain place in your spiritual awakening, you outgrow the world as you've come to know it. You outgrow it. And when that happens, life, in one way or another, no longer supports you in continuing approaches that you've outgrown. You are being called into a higher classroom of learning with new methods of approach for you to discover and utilize. And because very few of us realize this at the time, most of us at this point feel quite discouraged and down on our luck. We may even blame God or ourselves for having bad karma or whatever. We may even lose hope, or even worse, our faith in ourselves and God. We'll question our worthiness. I think we can all identify somewhere in this process, as is common, I believe, to everyone. However, few, if any of us at the time, recognize our seeming failure as being, in fact, a sign that we've graduated to a higher level of approach. Who thinks of that at the time, right? Well, we have. And we're being invited, called, or literally forced to download our new higher dimensional software. Now, this higher dimensional reality operates exactly the opposite of the ways we've approached things in the past. So this is going to take quite a few leaps of faith on our part. Also, your friends, who are deeply entrenched in the physical laws of the third dimension and how it is, they're going to dismiss you as foolish, impractical, dangerously stupid, or worse. So maybe you'll just start working with the new software while keeping it to yourself. That is, until your friends begin to notice your amazing results and start to question you. Remember, the universe and everything that exists consists of energy vibrating at a certain frequency, creating resonant fields. And the key to our next higher dimension is harmonic resonance. So that harmonic resonance is being driven by the power of blessing. It's the power of blessing that is going to create and is creating the harmonic resonant field that we call the next higher dimension. Some call it the fifth dimension, but why limit it to the fifth? Let's just say it's a higher state of vibration, and it's a higher reality that you actually activate. And it's activated by each person as they operate within that process of blessing. So simply put, the harmonic resonance equates to the first law of spirit, which is acceptance. You simply accept what is going on in your life as what is for your highest good. I absolutely promise you it is, regardless of how it shows up. I would like to ask some of the people who have gone through some of these dreadful, dreadful catastrophes in the past, how that panned out with them years later. You know, the people, for example, that lost everything up in the Northern California fires and now in the Southern California fires where we are. I'd like to hear what they have to say a few years from now, how their lives were impacted, how they changed for the better, because I feel absolutely certain that their lives were changed for the better. Why could I say that? Well, because my life has changed for the better every time I have had a serious loss. And I think if you look back in your life, you'll find the same thing. Remember that broken heart you had and how you cried and cried when your boyfriend or girlfriend broke up with you? And then you really found the love of your life. So in looking back, aren't you grateful? You didn't settle back then. You know, there's many, many examples we can give. So the first law of spirit is acceptance. You accept that whatever is going on is ultimately going to work itself together for your good. The universe is not out to get you. It has every intention to fulfill you and to bring you into complete bliss and wholeness and joy. So the second law of spirit is cooperation. You cooperate with what's going on, and you don't resist it. So you move from your attitude of resistance, fear, anger, and fighting your situation to acceptance and cooperation. And you begin to consider that your situation is, in fact, a blessing. And you begin to look for the ways at which it is blessing you right now. trust the universe that intends the best for you. But the most important key to manifesting a higher dimensional reality is the power of blessing. Blessing contains the power to literally alter destiny. Why? Because it activates the power of grace. And grace fulfills and transcends everything in these lower dimensions. Blessing neutralizes what could have been otherwise destined for you karmically to undergo, say perhaps some health or other situation. When you bless your situation, your health or financial challenge or whatever it is, you have radiated divine energy that places you beyond the lower karmic laws, the physical plane laws. You are accessing the levels of the miraculous, the levels of divine grace, wherein love prevails and determines the outcome. Let's say you have some disease that you've been fighting. Dis-ease comes from not being at ease in your life. So rather than creating more dis-ease and fighting and resisting and hating and cursing your condition, let's shift it into higher gear. Why not see your condition as something that has come to serve you, has come to bless you? And so you could accept it as a friend rather than an enemy. You could regard it as a messenger and to ask it what it has to say to you. And know that any true message from Spirit will always be positive and uplifting. Spirit never brings you down. It always lifts you up. It never disempowers. It always empowers you. So the Bible says that in every way, in every condition, we should give thanks and praise. That even before we have received whatever it is we have requested, that we give thanks for it. And in expecting and giving thanks for it, before it even has evidence of its appearance, we activate that principle. It is that very attitude, this harmonic resonance of blessing and gratitude and appreciation and trust, that causes grace to deliver. It actually obligates the divine spirit to deliver the good things to you when you approach it in that manner. So instead of focusing on your disease, focus upon the revitalizing, regenerating power of love, of divine light, filling every cell and organ of your body. Bring that light in from head to toe, touching the different parts of your body and blessing them, and thanking them for radiant divine health. Thank every organ for functioning perfectly and healthfully. You can balance your hormones. You can bring in a balance between the acid and the alkaline balance of the body. You can bless your brain for being sharp and functioning well, having excellent memory and excellent whatever it is that you need to function mentally. Bless every single part of your body for functioning perfectly and being and radiant good health. It's so important to do that. I've incorporated that process in my daily yoga, and gosh, it's made a big difference. So you have available to you right now the greatest power to alter any situation. And you know, it's so simple
almost no one realizes how powerful it is. Now again, what is this power? The greatest power you have at your immediate disposal is the power of blessing. The power of blessing. When you bless, you are acting from your divine self, for only divinity blesses. You release the divine power into the situation when you bless it. A false self or ego cannot bless. The ego cannot bless. The ego cannot experience or express gratitude. The ego knows nothing of trusting. The ego only curses, complains, judges, accuses, and castigates. The ego binds you to the law. So when you bless, you transcend the ego-based world, and you live in an alternate reality. You live in an alternate reality. It's amazing how that works. You just simply are not in the same place at the same time where negativity is acting. You're just not there. So your blessings dissolve disharmony, disease, and discord. Your blessing averts accidents, crisis situation, criminal acts, destruction, and can ward off dangers of all kinds. Your blessings shift reality. Your blessings affect and shift the outcome. And bear in mind, your blessings are unlimited in power. Again, blessing can only come from your God self. So, blessing shifts you from karmic destiny. Sometimes that's called fate karma. It shifts that dynamic from, let's say, a karmic destiny that came in that you would have fulfilled had you not learned the lesson to bless. It shifts you from that to grace. And spirit finds an alternative for you. That's why we place things in the light for the highest good. Because if we didn't do that, probably the train of consequences that we had set in motion at previous times would prevail. But when you ask for the light into a situation, or you bless it, which is the same or similar action, then the spirit can find an alternative for you if there's one available, or at least lessen the impact of the situation. So blessing activates miracles. And miracles always operate through divine love, which is another term for grace. So whatever you bless will in turn bless you. So that's a principle from the Course in Miracles, which is to give or bestow is to receive in like kind. Now, because we're in the sequencing of time space, even though the blessing or the giving and the receiving are instantaneously and come as one, because we have the time factor here, it's experienced seemingly at a later date. But just know that in spirit, the minute you bless, the minute you give, the minute you bestow of yourself, you receive that blessing, that effect, in like kind, immediately. And then it works out, perhaps as a miracle. I've known several people who had so-called terminal diseases who absolutely refused to be fearful or negative or to actually believe that that disease had any power over them. They looked right past the appearance, the diagnosis, whatever, and they completely shifted how they dealt with the situation. But every single person, in some way, blessed that situation. They did not fight it. They weren't at war with themselves. They were in that complete acceptance, cooperation, trust, blessing. And some had treatment and some did not. You know, that's up to you, because spirit will use whatever you accept. It doesn't matter which doctor or which therapy or whatever you do. There's only one healer, and that's the Holy Spirit. So when you bless, you overcome the negative power. You completely disempower and defang the beast. You render negativity powerless to affect you. It's amazing. So the vibration of love, gratitude, abundance are one and identical. Let's look at that again. The vibration of love, gratitude, and abundance are one and identical. That's why when you do something, for example, for a career that you absolutely love, you're bound to have abundance doing that. When you do any act out of pure love, you're bound to be prospered in that. Whenever you have gratitude for something, you cause its appreciation, you cause it to grow. What you appreciate appreciates. In other words, it gains in value and abundance. And you know, a person who is filled with love and gratitude, they also have a tremendous sense of abundance, which is more than just money. It's a largesse of spirit. It's a trusting that your needs will always be met. And again, if you keep track of your experiences, you will find that that's always the case. You're always taken care of in the moment that you have a real need. There may not be, you know, stockpiles hoarded for the future. That's not having trust. That's not necessary. But real abundance is the sense that you will always be provided for. And you don't have to worry about how. So when you bless your income, your money, your checkbook, your bank account, your bills, your debtors, you increase your abundance. Last week we spoke about not holding people in bondage by feeling like they owe you something. You know, when you forgive all of your debtors, you find that your debts are forgiven. I mean, that's right in the Lord's Prayer, right? Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Again, what you hold against another, you have held against yourself. So the very act of giving activates receiving, which again is one action. For example, when you tithe 10% to God off the top of your income and give donations to charity and sow financial seeds to harvest something that you would like for yourself or another, you assure your own provision, which again is in the Course in Miracles principle, that by giving you demonstrate that you have received. You're demonstrating your consciousness of abundance, and that assures it. Sai Baba shared with us some interesting things. You know, sometimes people who don't understand the sacrificial yajnas that are done in many, many cultures, but particularly in Hinduism, in the Vedic culture, you'll see people offering ghee, clarified butter, and yogurt, and milk, and even precious gems and jewels and rice and all kinds of edibles into the sacrificial fire with mantras. Sai Baba said that those yajnas assure the prosperity of the nation, that one cup of ghee multiplies into thousands and thousands and thousands of cups of ghee, or milk or yogurt or whatever's been offered, honey, whatever. That's assuring the abundance of the nation, in this case, India. And we do yajnas all the time in certain instances, but we don't look at them as a yajna. For example, let's say you give of your time and your undivided attention to listening to someone. There's nothing that you're going to receive out of it. You're giving the gift of your time and your attention to be there for someone. That's a yajna. That is an offering. That is something that you are giving as a, I think they would call it a mikvah, as a blessing, as a, maybe that's not the right word, but you get the idea. It's something that you're giving as a blessing when you give time and attention and care and loving, or you go out of your way to help someone. Those are yajnas. In India, they have it down to a real science. And, of course, I'm sure that 99% of the people don't realize it at the time. But it's part of the culture. For example, when they would make the beautiful Rangoli designs outside their doors, make these beautiful, intricate patterns, mandalas, outside their doors, they'll use rice flour. Why? To feed the ants and the insects. To feed the birds. And that is another form of yajna that blesses nature. Or leaving food out for the stray animals. That's another yajna that many people in the West do. So you never, never, never lose by giving. That's what the ego believes, is that if you give, you'll have less for yourself. But spiritually, remember I said everything is just the opposite of the way that we've been taught and have believed, you know, in the 3D world? It's just the opposite in spirit. So the power of blessing is expressing loving kindness, gratitude, and appreciation. And by doing that, you have canceled out the ego, which cannot coexist with blessing, loving kindness, gratitude, and appreciation. They can't coexist. One cancels the other out. So blessing reverses the law of the world and its power over you. By blessing your enemies, or would-be enemies, you have set yourself free of their harmful intent. Bullying has become a terrible, terrible problem here in the United States, and I would imagine probably elsewhere as well. So if you want to deal with bullies, just see them as people who are afraid and insecure. And bless them. Bless them in your mind, in your intention, before you go to school or work or wherever it is that you're receiving the bullying. Do your homework before you do your outer work. You need to psych up for your day. Just don't go out willy-nilly and expect the world to be wonderful. It's not wonderful in these lower dimensions, as we've often said. It's aversion therapy. Your life should be such that you will do anything never to have to reincarnate on these planets and these lower dimensions ever again. Unless you choose to come as an enlightened being, a bodhisattva, an avatar, that's different. That's free will. Right now you're a slave that's being kept in line by the whips of karma and reincarnation by a very, very cruel lord. The old negative power, the devil or call or whatever you want to call it, who rules and reigns in these lower dimensions. This is his domain. So, to escape his domain, you have to shift gears. Shift gears. Use the power of blessing. Use the power of grace. But you have to activate it. And you activate it by living your divinity. And one of the simplest ways to live your divinity is to bless. And live your life as a blessing. I love the line by Jesus from A Course in Miracles where it says, "Who can fear that only loves and lives in innocence? Who could fear?" So, bless everyone. Bless everything. Bless every situation. Bless yourself. When you bless anyone or anything by your thoughts, attitude, prayers, or verbally, you've shifted the entire scenario, the entire outcome, into a better one for all. That's pretty powerful, pretty amazing. By being that one person in any situation that can stay centered and simply bless all involved, you've served as a divine instrument of intervention. Wow, if you're looking for a mission or a cause in life, that might be one you can undertake immediately. You served as a conduit in escorting a divine solution into any problematic situation when you stay centered and blessed. So bless your children. You know, in certain cultures, for example, the Jewish culture, it's traditional that they put their hands on their children's head and give them a blessing, a matriarchal blessing, a patriarchal blessing. You actually bless your children. And because it seems that Jewish children actually grow up to be, in many cases, very extraordinary people, tremendous ability to succeed in whatever it is they put their talent into. And so some of the most gifted artists, some of the most wealthy business people, these people were children that had that blessing placed on their head when they were very young. Bless your mate. Bless each other. Oh my goodness, what a different life you'd have if you placed your hands on your husband or your wife's head and blessed them. And thank them for all of the things that you appreciate about them. Wow, what a different relationship you'd have. Same thing with your job and your boss. Bless your boss, your manager, your job. You know, I had a choreographer years ago when I was a professional dancer that was noted for being the most difficult choreographer to work for. The person was infamous. And they all warned me, you know, look out for this person. In fact, the person was called Black Widow. Not such an auspicious title. But I blessed that person. I got to know them. I found out, where they hurt, where they had challenges, where they had issues. And I befriended them. And I prayed for them. I didn't know how to do the blessing like I do now, but in a sense, I was holding goodwill and blessing and loving towards that person. And turned out I became their favorite dancer. And I was the one that got the jobs when other people would get fired or replaced or whatever. So just saying, no matter who the person is or what the situation is, if you bless it, you will shift the whole dynamic there. And when you get in your car, bless your car. Take good care of your car. Don't let it get all dirty and ratty looking. Your car actually has a consciousness. Give it a name. Bless it. Appreciate it. Don't speak negatively about it. You know, everything has ears. Everything communicates. Everything responds. Everything is made of divine consciousness. So bless your computer, bless your car, bless the machinery you work with, bless the tools, bless everything. Again, in India, they never use a tool, anything, until they have blessed it. And they'll do a little ceremony, they'll do a little blessing before they enter their house, before they drive that car the first time. Everything is linked with blessing. What a wonderful example. So bless the freeway. Clear it, from previous accidents. If you go by an accident, clear the highway. Violet flame it. Place the light. Ask that any negative energy from that accident or that whatever happened be transmuted and cleared. I was watching the Olympics the other day. I was watching an ice skater. And the ice skater did a quad, a quadruple spin and came down on his arm and was in horrific pain and of course had to go off the ice. And I was listening to see if there was any report of him. He didn't come back on the ice. And then the next skater that came out, they also fell. And then I realized, oh my gosh, I have to clear the ice. I have to clear the ice because the people are going into that vibration of that accident and they're picking up that energy and it's causing them to fall. So I was a little slow on my blessing there because sometimes, you just don't realize that you're always on the job, 24/7. There's no off time here. You're always as a light worker interceding for humanity. Looking out for the best interests of everyone. That's what it means to live a conscious life. You go from thinking about yourself and your own little pity party problems and worrying about your kids and your family, and all of a sudden you realize that everyone is your your kid, everyone is your family. You care about everybody, and you live your life to be of service. That's it. That's all you live your life for, is to show up and be a blessing. And that's where it all ends up. We're all in training to live our lives at that level. So anyway, clear energy where you know there's been an accident or a crime scene or whatever, violet flame it, transmute it, bless it, ask that anything that can be transmuted through grace that take place, and keep your environment around you clear. Bless your home, bless the freeway and other motorists, pray for everyone to have safety as they drive. Bless the weather. Bless the storms. You know, if you look into that storm and send it love and blessing and peace, very often it'll quiet down. Very often it'll quiet down. The only reason we're having all of these storms is because of the turbulent emotions that we're unleashing constantly with our tirades and our rants and our ugly behavior. You know, it disrupts all of nature. So instead of, you know, unleashing all of that kind of negativity, stay centered and be a blessing. And you'll notice the weather changes. You know, just live as a blessing. So how do you bless? You just say, think, or hold that intention. That's it. I bless you. I bless you. I bless the situation. That's it. May you be blessed. Or, as we often share, repeating silently in your mind the 9 magic words. God bless you. I love you. Peace be still. That will take all of the steam out of an argument. I've used this constantly when I hear neighbors arguing or, you know, stuff going on in the neighborhood. I used to. This neighborhood's very peaceful, but, you know, there were neighborhoods I lived in where, you know, F-bombs were flying through the air and all sorts of arguments were taking place. And I used to lie in bed at night and chant that. And it would just be a matter to, not long at all, before the argument would end. So, you know, you can just say, I bless you when you get in your car. I bless you when you pick up your checkbook. I bless you when you look in the mirror. You know, there's just no end to what you could bless and release into a greater state of vibration and well-being. So blessing another is an entirely unselfish act. Sai Baba told us that only unselfish prayers reach God directly. That when we issue selfish prayers, which would be for ourselves and our well-being and our family, those kind of prayers go to the demigods or the angels or the postmen, Baba calls them, that deliver your message. It goes to them, and then they do whatever they do. You know, in India, there's different deities that you pray to for different things. Ganesha, for example, removes obstacles, and Lakshmi grants abundance, and, you know, there's all these different prayers and mantras to the various gods and goddesses and demigods and so forth. And we have a similar thing also in the West. You know, many Christians pray to St. Anthony when they lose something, or the Blessed Mother for interceding on their behalf to Jesus. I mean, there's just many, many ways that we do exactly the same thing, just with different symbols and different images that we conjure up. But to reach God directly, we need to be selfless. Selfless. Most of the time we just pray for ourselves and our family, but we don't have that larger vision. that there's no one on the planet that you're not related to. We were all created by the same Creator, the same Father, Mother, God created us. We're all related. And moreover, we'll all have had incarnations with each other before everything is finished. Everyone in your life you've had many, many experiences with. Everyone you meet is not a stranger. You would not be meeting anyone that you didn't know before. So when we pray, it's very important to pray for everyone's well-being. That's why Baba has had us do this prayer, Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. It's a prayer that asks that everyone in all the world be blessed with happiness. And you can just say it in English. May all the beings in all the world be blessed with happiness. Because happiness, when a person is happy, they do not create wars. They do not bully. They don't do criminal actions. They don't abuse and harm and misuse other people. A happy person doesn't do hurtful acts. So if you pray for the happiness of a person, you have ended wars. You have ended all of the things that people do against another simply because they're unhappy with themselves. So pray for the happiness of everyone. Pray for the prosperity. Happy people are prosperous. Happy people, whether or not they have a lot of money, are living in abundance. Happy people are peaceful. Happy people are a blessing. So by blessing and wishing good for another, you are overcoming your selfishness. And you're neutralizing your ego, which is the root of all selfishness and unhappiness. So only unselfish prayers directly reach Almighty God, directly. The others go off to those particular divine forces that handle those areas. So the more you bless everyone and everything, the more happiness and peace you will feel. In fact, the power of blessing is so great. One could end all wars and crime on this planet if all the light workers started blessing world situations instead of complaining about them. You know, the last few years, all we hear is, you know, about the political situation. But, you know, when has complaining ever solved any problem? The problem is always internal. And until we bring ourselves into alignment with our divine self, to where we live in accord, in harmonic resonance with the divine presence within and without, we're going to keep repeating the past over and over and over. So when you watch the news, raise your palms as we so often close the show in doing. In fact, let's do that right now. Take a deep breath. And raise your palms and send the rays of light out of your palms and bless the whole planet. Bless all of the people, wherever they are, that are going through tremendous challenges right now, who are suffering, dying, being born, losing things, being in various states of great distress. And just bless them and pray for their happiness, their provision, their safety, their peace of mind, their well-being, their awakening to the pure and holy being that they truly are, that is simply an extension of the love of God into time-space, one that is awakening. And each week as we do these seminars, we are blessing every single atom of existence, all the worlds, all the beings in all the worlds, everyone on this planet, all the kingdoms of nature, and all of the myriad of wonderful beings that make our beautiful world what it is, the devas and elemental spirits of earth, wind, fire, water, ether. We bless all of the elements. We bless all of the tiny little creatures that make our soil to where it can produce our food. We bless our planets, our sun, our moon. We bless everything in existence with our love. And we ask the Holy Spirit to please fill us with love and remind us of the power that we have to bless. I find it very interesting that our current spiritual director, John Morton, who is the mystical traveler at this time on the planet, that his whole ministry is based on blessing. He gives the most powerful blessings. He cuts right to the chase of what it is to live your conscious divinity. So we just ask the Holy Spirit to remind us to exercise our conscious divinity by blessing and being a blessing. And we leave everything else to the Lord, who alone knows why things happen the way they do. But ultimately, we will all awaken and find we've never left the heart of God. So let's sing one nice, well, let's do three nice, long Anahus with that intention again to send the blessings out. And we bless all of those who are fighting fires in Southern California this evening. And we pray for the containment of those fires and the stilling of the winds and the protection of these dear, dear, dear people who are evacuated and waiting to return to what they don't know at this point. And all of the animals as well. So very many animals are suffering also. We bless them all. Okay, so let's take a deep breath. Anahus. We bless each and every one of you. May you be happy. May you be abundantly provided for. May you have peaceful minds and joyful light hearts. May you be very, very fulfilled in serving your divine function. And most of all, may you awaken and find that you've never left home. Loving namaste to each one of you. Adonai.